Actually, Uganda has made a bit of progress towards addressing the gender-based gaps in the country as far as discrimination and abuse of women and the other marginalized groups, particularly persons living with disability in the country. But we can't shy away from the fact that we still have loud and evident gaps, especially for women in media, whereby we see that one in three women have suffered gender-based violence, either in form of the physical, emotional, or sexual abuse. But this is very, very significantly worse for women in media, where we have one in two women continuously suffering all forms of gender-based abuse in the media in Uganda. So for me, on a scale of 1 to 5, whereas we have achieved 1, we are still as back as 4 in the challenges that women and persons with disability are facing in Uganda.
Brenda, when you say women in the media, how does the gender-based violence manifest itself when it comes to women in the media?
Yes, so for women in media, the strongest challenges come in forms of sexual harassment, which is a strong prevalence that we are having in the country. Recently, my institution, Uganda Media Men's Association, we did a research and we discovered that it is a silent, we call it a silent monster, that it is happening in most media houses in this country. But then even in the environment, in the public where female journalists are, they are sexually harassed by media management, colleagues, but even sources that they interact with. But away from that, a very salient issue is mental health. And that comes with the mental health abuse that female journalists are struggling with as another form of gender-based violence. Not to forget the digital migration that media is having, and therefore journalists have to also shift with a new trend. It is worse when it comes to the online space, that they are being body shamed, cyberbullied, that many have censored themselves in being actively present in the digital spaces. But then even physically, they are withdrawing increasingly. We see that we are having many females joining the media training institution and few joining into the newsroom. But even those few that join, it is difficult for them to sustain a 5 years profession as far as the media practice is concerned. Why? Because of the sexual harassment, the mental health abuse, and the cyberbullying increasingly becoming an issue amidst absence of supportive mechanisms in place, like safety policies, a strong legal and regulatory framework in Uganda that would protect specifically on gender issues.
Brenda, so what do you think is being done in Uganda during these 16 days of sensitization about gender-based violence? How do you think people in Uganda should be sensitized about what you are saying?
Thank you very much, James. And that is very key. The way to go for sensitization of the public about issues of GBV is to carry out campaigns that are media-centered, that we are having the online campaigns, but then also the mainstream campaigns that communicate what gender-based abuse is and the impact it can have on individuals, family units, communities, and the nation at large. After all, when women are marginalized out of contributing in decision-making processes or development processes, then we have half development at the end.